Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Now, it's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast on radio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS FM 101.1.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And welcome to episode number 25 of the Brooklyn's Own Podcast, the 25th anniversary of the podcast.
Unbelievable.
Pretty amazing. And they said it wouldn't go over five.
Right.
Imagine.
The FBI's been waiting outside the door this whole time.
Yeah, let them wait. Let them wait.
It's good to be back. A couple of people were messaging me.
Oh, really?
Asking where the hell we've been.
Yeah, I had a couple of them too. My buddy Jimmy and these guys from, the guy from London. I had a guy from North Carolina and Nashville. When's the new pod? So we've been very busy. You know, we've been running around. You know, it's a new season where I've been running here. You've been running there.
Yeah.
You've been chasing your girlfriend along the beach with your hat. I saw that video. What's that about? What's the matter with you?
Did you see the hat she was
wearing?
No,
what's the matter with you?
What do you mean, what's the matter with me?
You're like her valet.
No, I'm not.
You
Why?
Are.
Why? Because I complimented the hat?
No, you're like, I can't explain it. You got to get a little rough and tough now.
I am rough and tough when it counts.
You're going to start buttering a bread before,
yeah.
You're going to be like other people we know.
Toasted with sesame seed.
Yeah, you're going to be running out for a coffee on lunch hour time.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm not kissing ass. I'm just being nice. So that when I mess up, I have all of this stuff.
Oh, I see. You know? You saved that.
Right.
You saved that. Okay.
So when I'm cranky after the morning show and I yell or something nasty because
like
I'm grouchy.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm grouchy all the time.
Right. I get grouchy because of our lack of sleep in this job.
Right.
And so that covers up for it because I'm good the other days of the week.
Oh, I see. Okay. So what do you get married?
A year and a half, maybe.
You picked a date?
No, a year and a half. To ask her to marry me, if she says yes.
You can't let this out now, then you're going to ruin the surprise if she hears this.
She don't listen to the podcast, so
really?
It's fine. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Another supporter.
But speaking of supporters, we did have a lot, Joe. They were wondering where we are. One guy said that he insisted that he heard that you said it on the air, that there was a new one out, and there wasn't, and you caused chaos on CBS FM.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
You said, go check out the new episode of the Brooklyn Zone podcast.
No, I said the latest episode.
Oh, okay. There's your wording.
Yeah, it's a play on words.
Okay, just to get the extra view count on the podcast.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if you went over to radio.com.
It's called marketing, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. I got to learn a little bit of that. You know, let's get right into it. It's the 25th episode. I'm going to call you out for something right now on the air.
Okay.
Now, I want to walk the listeners through this right now. So, a couple of weeks ago, Joe and Johnny Mingione from my morning show on 102.7.
Is it a Mingione?
Mingione, either one.
Mingione. I like that.
So, first of all, the sales staff at Entercom decides, you know, let's put Joe Causey with someone and make a commercial for, what's it called?
Villa Roma.
The sales staff overlooks me, who's been here for 3 years.
Oh, you're really ticked off about
this. Big time. They overlook me, who's been here for 3 years, haven't gotten one commercial yet. Not only that, but do this podcast with you that they know about, which they've gotten lugats for so far.
Okay.
And
I'm going to lay back on this.
Yeah.
You can keep going. Go ahead.
I know that you agree with me on that.
Can I have a couple of shovels in here, please? Guy's burying himself. Go ahead, keep going. Come on.
So then the sales team says, you know what would be a good idea? Let's send Johnny to Villa Roma with Joe Causey.
Johnny Mingione.
Yes, from New 102.7, because he's the new fresh face now, you know? Intern Anthony is the old ginzaloon in the back of the room now. They want nothing to do with me, the sales staff.
Really?
I guess, because I was hurt by it. So I'm really pissed about this, and I'm going home, and I'm trying to brush it off. And
we had a good day, too.
You had a great day. You got to look at the videos of Joe goofing around and skinny dipping in the pool with Johnny over there.
Yeah, we were, like, doing everything. Like, what's that? The zip line.
I saw you guys.
We were in go-karts and bumper boats and bocce and everything.
There's bumper boats in the ocean, in like the water. I saw you with them.
Oh, yeah. I'm a very aquatic guy.
I know.
Yeah.
I saw the video. You swimming all around with that thing.
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff.
And it's got a water gun on the front of it, and you shouted in the video.
I told them, don't wet me.
No, you
don't
said,
wet my head.
You said, don't squirt on me.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you said in the video. That went over.
You don't miss anything.
Yeah. That was a little strange to hear Joe Causey tell Johnny Mangione, don't squirt on me.
Don't be a hater. Don't be a Johnny hater.
So
Come on, let me tell you
what was the tipping point of my blood boiling over. Now, looking back, Entercom did nothing to me because this is what really hurt me. So Johnny told me that you guys are on the way back from Villa Roma.
Yeah.
You're in the truck going by. And it's a two-hour ride back to the station. And you saw something outside of the car. And you got excited. And you looked outside the car. Now, I have this on good authority that Joe Causey did this to me.
Yeah.
You're in the car with Johnny. You see something outside the window. And you went on the window quick. You went, hey, Anthony, look at that. And you called Johnny Anthony.
I did.
He said you did it about two or three times in the car ride home.
Wow.
You called Johnny. So after I'm all afraid that this schmuck is going to replace me.
We must have been talking about you a lot.
Maybe that's what it was.
Did you get your Villa Roma t-shirt we got for everybody?
No, he didn't give us any t-shirts.
He bought stuff for everybody. You didn't get one?
Not one.
I thought he may. Wow. I'm only kidding.
Awkward. Oh, you're only kidding.
I got you.
You know,
did you see your face? I wish I had a webcam in here. Oh, that was great.
I'm all nervous that this guy's kind of replacing me on the radio station, and then you come along and call him my name. That's like being in bed with your wife or something, and you call out another girl's name.
That's true. But I've never been in bed with you, so don't worry about it. Oh, man. But it was a great day.
It was a great day.
Long ride.
I've never been there.
A lot of traffic.
Yeah. It looks like there's a lot of traffic.
But we're
going to
be there again in July 12th and 13th.
Oh, you and Johnny are going back?
No, I'm solo. I'm broadcasting from there.
Oh, it's about time.
Yeah.
Maybe the sales team will say, hey, you know what? Intern Anthony does the podcast with him. Maybe we should send him.
We should record a podcast at Villa Roma while we're there.
And show it to the sales staff
so that next time they send someone the right way. Yeah. We could sit down, set up the mics, have a little gabutzel, play a little bocce afterwards, maybe a cigar in the veranda.
The veranda. What's a veranda?
It overlooks the fountain with the...
The swamp?
No. It overlooks... Don't talk about my Villa Roma. It overlooks the fountain with the statues and the water shooting 80 feet in the air. It's very nice. Very symbolic.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to go there one day.
Oh, it's a great time.
I love being upstate around
all that
nature.
Been up there for 30 years. I'm like the furniture over there.
Another thing that Joe always asks me about before the podcast starts every week is he asks me, how's Staten Island? And I was just telling you before we started recording the podcast.
We should have put the mics on before when you were talking about it. You still hate it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, you're not giving it a chance.
I am.
You're in Brooklyn every 5 minutes picking up your girlfriend's hat off the floor. Go around.
I have been going around.
Go check out the wildlife at Bloomingdale Park and you know. Go to a blue light special.
I saw some of the wildlife. I don't know what a blue light special is. I don't know if we can even leave
that
in.
Go to Target, you know.
I've been to the Target 1,000 times. That's all that there is to it. That's all that there is to Staten Island is this shopping. I don't think there's anything else special going on.
There's a lot of things going on.
Have you
been to the culture? You've been to Richmond Town?
Historic Richmond Town?
Yeah, Snug Harbor.
Yeah, that's some panty dropper taking my girlfriend to historic Richmond Town.
It's very nice. It's very cultural. You need some culture in your life. It's not all about meatballs and gravy every day.
What do you think is going
to
be the
historic
part?
Have you been to Conference House? To the conference? You know what that is?
No.
There you go again. Read up on the island.
What does it take, 45 minutes to get there because of traffic?
No, it's at the tip of Tottenville. You should go there. A lot of things happen in there.
The thing that bugs me is that I have no patience for all of the traffic. I mean, it's ridiculous. Any time of the day, no matter what time you get onto that godforsaken highway, there's traffic.
You don't take the highway. You take other ways. I've told you other ways to go, but you keep going the same way.
It takes longer that way, though.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
I just don't. I can't get
comfortable. Have you gone over the Bayonne Bridge yet?
Yeah.
You have? Mm-hmm. And wasn't it quicker?
The Bayonne, yeah, but that's, no, I've just used it to get to Jersey. I never used it to get to work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just, I can't get comfortable with it.
Give it a chance.
And then on top of that, as I'm not comfortable with it, my dad takes me to my old house the other day.
Mm.
Back on 84th Street.
Did you get goosebumps?
Yes.
Really?
And we got out of the car. First of all, the people who took over my house, they looked like they were going to be a nice family but and enjoy not. The house. They don't take care of it, which seems to be the repeating formula in Brooklyn,
okay.
The people that buy the house. And so we get out, and right away, my father used to stay outside every night and hose the front of the house, the cement.
To used make, to wash the cement?
And wash the cement every night.
Okay.
Make it. There wasn't one leaf on the floor, one piece of trash, nothing. It looks like the apocalypse in front of my house.
Very nice.
There's trash.
Nice.
The leaves are piled up. The weeds are growing out of every crack in the cement.
Do they own the house, these new people?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The grass is 7 feet high. So as my father and me were getting uncomfortable
well,
about
maybe
that.
Maybe they're working on the inside first.
They're not. And I'll tell you why. Because I walked up the steps.
Yeah.
They took off our old door that we had on the door. And they welded a factory stainless steel door.
You know why?
Why?
Because there's a ton of cash in the house now.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They don't do banks?
No. What are they?
They're Chinese.
There you go.
Asian American.
There you go. Ton of cash. You ever see those big chrome gates?
Yeah.
Ton of cash. A lot of cash in the mattresses. Don't worry about it.
Joe, it looks like a vault, the
oh,
front
yeah.
of my house.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't even like fancy weld it to the door. Like it's like flamethrower welded to the front of the door that you couldn't even drive through this door.
Yep. It's true.
Wow.
It's true.
If I would have known, I would have looked around a little bit when we went in.
Yeah.
So he invited us in because my dad had to show him how to take care of the pool in the
right.
backyard because it's still there. They mm-hmm. wanted it for their kids, which is nice because I get to see it carry on to another family. But
right.
they didn't do a thing to the inside. It looks the same way it did the day we left.
Well, how long are they there?
October.
Yeah, well, they work hard. I mean, they're always working. So
we
they only have
our
the
house.
Weekend. They only have the weekend to work, you know.
I know, but they're not taking such good care of it, and that bothers me because that was my home.
Not anymore, my friend.
Oh, man.
Not anymore.
Did you ever go back to see your house?
I've never been in my house since I left.
Did you ever drive up the block again?
Every time I'm in Brooklyn, it's a routine. My wife knows. I could be on the other side of Brooklyn. Where are we going? Got to pass the house. Got to go to L&B first, get a square, drive around the corner, beep, 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 pass the house, pass by the funeral home, pass by the church. Nobody's around.
Well, yeah, no one left.
No one's left. Nobody's there.
Are they all in Staten, Italy, or just
yep.
dead?
They're over the plank.
Oh,
yep.
over the
They're
plank.
Over the plank. No one's there. Drive up and down the block and up and just really, my next door neighbor's still there.
Really?
Yeah, she's still there. That's it. We and I keep in touch with her all the time.
We had a next door neighbor on 84th Street. When we redid our backyard, my dad put the pool in the backyard, half in ground, half out ground.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it not in the center of the backyard, but closer to the left side of our backyard. And in Brooklyn, there's a law that it has to be in the center of your backyard.
Unless you pay somebody off.
Right. For okay. firemen. Because if they're coming over the backyard and they need to know where the pool is, they automatically assume it's only in the center. So it's about 3 inches off of where it's supposed to be. My next door neighbor called the city, ratted us out.
Ooh.
Cost my father and mother thousands.
Are they still there?
The lady's still there. Yeah, she lives alone. Never had a husband, clearly.
Yeah. She's a rat.
Yeah. She ratted us out big time.
Wow.
Over 3 inches. My father had to pay fines instead of taking the pool down and moving it over instead.
There's ways around that.
Well, we're not all Joe Causey. We all don't know somebody.
There's ways around that.
What's been up with you? What are you doing?
I've been running around. I was supposed to be in Dominican Republic
mm-hmm.
doing a broadcast. That got canceled because there's things going on down there.
Yeah.
That'll be taken care of soon. But I've been running around. Been busy. Got a new grandchild. You know that?
Your grandson's gorgeous.
My dog.
I mean, the kid's got a beautiful face. Do you have pictures of him up on your Instagram lately? I haven't seen
any.
No,
I don't.
You don't do that?
I don't like to put personal things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nutties out there.
Just like a 70s night out or something
yeah,
like
right,
that.
Yeah, right, because I'm always running here and there.
Always.
Everywhere.
I've never seen somebody there's people here that if you ask them about Joe Causey, and they will say Joe Causey would go to the opening of an envelope because
that's Jim Ryan
everything.
There.
Yeah, that's our boss.
Well, if I don't go, who's going to go?
You're damn right. There's a lot of people that work at CBS FM, though. None of them will go?
Oh, they're playing golf and Mahjong on the weekends. They're not going around being Joe Causey.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about there, Joe?
Stop. Don't make me laugh now.
I don't know who that is.
So you got to help me, Joe. I mean, we were talking about it earlier on today. I feel like I'm too young for the station right now, and I feel like they're replacing me with Johnny Mangione.
You got a real thing with this guy.
I love him.
He's a nice guy.
I love him.
I only met him like for 4 or 5 hours in a car we were driving.
We laugh together every single morning. I've never attached to someone at this radio station quicker. We became really close friends so far. But I don't know. I feel like what if they're replacing me? Don't you think that's a little messed up to just get rid of somebody because they're young?
Who's getting rid of you? Who
me,
said that?
Me in my own head. That's
it. You need some professional counseling, I think.
Why is that?
You have to go sit down with Jim Ryan. You gotta talk to Jim Ryan.
It's an inferior complex. That's
get
what
over it
is.
Snap out of it.
Kids today have that, Joe. You don't know what we go through. We have tough lives.
Oh,
you
had tough lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You have no idea what I've been through, my friend. Okay?
You never got overlooked because you were too young for something?
I was overlooked this morning at 9 o'clock coming here. I mean, I'm always overlooked.
So what are you telling me to do?
Nothing. Just keep moving on. Get over it.
Keep kicking ass?
Yeah. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about that small stuff.
I know.
It's potatoes. What do you care?
So far, it's going good. I mean, we work well together, but I just feel like, you know, like things like that with the sales department. What if that's just the beginning of a snowball effect that's going to trickle down? And then one day, bye-bye, intern Anthony.
Then you go someplace else.
How about I come to CBS FM with
Joe
Causey?
Come on over.
At night.
Come on over.
Man, I'd kill for those hours.
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's see how fast your girlfriend's going to deal with you. Coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I want to see that.
That's what time I go to bed, though, on the weekends. That would be beautiful. Oh, my God, that would be beautiful.
How do you do that? Because you're up every morning. What time are you up? 2:30?
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. I leave my house by 3:15.
You don't take a shower?
No, I take it at night.
Don't you feel a little like
I take it at
Shangatha before you leave?
No, I take it at like 10 o'clock at night. Go right to bed.
I can't do that.
Really?
Yeah, I can't.
You don't shower at night. You shower.
No.
Well. Do you shower before you come in?
Yes.
Why?
Because I like to feel fresh.
See, if I... Oh. You are fresh.
No, I want to be...
Guy comes in a different sweatsuit every night.
I want to be
fresh.
I want to be fresh and raring to go. I have a whole plan when I get up in the morning, okay?
Tell me the plan.
I get up. I put the TV on. I watch an episode of The Munsters. I swear to God. Zombo's my favorite. Anyway, I watch a little Munsters, right?
I've never even seen that.
You've never seen The Munsters?
No.
Joe, come on,
I'm 23, Joe.
So what? It's called retro, my friend.
That's not retro. That's prehistoric.
No, it's
not. That's what they call that.
It's funny stuff. Anyway, I watch my Munsters. Then I take my shower. Mm-hmm. I go down. I make my protein shake.
With a cigar. Probably.
I make my protein shake. I drop a banana in there, go out, mm-hmm. I walk the dog, go around the block a couple of times with the dog, which is like, now he's like 6.5 pounds. Wow. He's very big. He's the size of my shoe.
Guard dog.
He's the size of my sneaker.
My God.
And then I'm ready for the day. I'm ready to go.
Can you walk everybody through your LA fitness routine?
I stop going. I don't go in the summer.
Why?
Because I don't go in the summer.
So the biggest gym season of the year, that's when you don't go.
No, I go... I don't want to go in the summer.
But that's when you need it. When you're going to the beach, you want to show off the
body. I want to have as much sun as I can. I don't want to be in there when it's nice out.
Oh, so you would go for a walk instead.
Right. I go back after Labor Day, and then I freeze it again come Memorial Day.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do.
Well, what was your winter routine? I love hearing this story.
I go in, throw my stuff in the locker. Have a little combo in the locker with my buddy Santo, you know. then we go in, you know.
Santo?
I stand by the lap machine, mm-hmm. you know.
You stand by it.
Yeah, because you got to wait for the person, because everybody's there on their phones, which annoys the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. Everybody's, you know, they do a set and then they go on their phone.
Right.
You know, and they're tweeting away, you know, taking their selfies, this and that, the girls and all this stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so then we go outside after like maybe one or two sets. We go outside on Arthur Kill Road. We have a cigar, you know, because there's a cigar store right there.
Yeah.
You know, we get a nice Isla del Sol.
Nice
espresso cigar.
This is while your stuff is still in the locker at the gym.
Well, it's a short one. So we're only out there maybe like 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we do that. Then we go in, you know, a little bench press, and then we're out of there. Because I can't stay there that long.
When you say a little bench press, how much are we doing?
Maybe one or two sets. I mean, how much can you, you know?
So in total, you work out about 15 minutes.
Maybe 11. Hey, if it works for me, why not?
You're right.
I mean, you know.
I can't take the women in there.
Why?
In LA Fitness. If you ever want to come say hi, we're talking about the one on Richmond Avenue. I can't take it. They come in with a freaking camera crew. Like they're doing a reality show.
You know, you're not supposed to take pictures in there.
Yeah, and then they come in with 17 different camera angles, like they're shooting a motion picture because they're Instagram influencers because they have an ass. Congratulations.
Right.
And then they come in and they're taking all these videos. I'm behind them with a sauce stain on my t-shirt with my big stomach hanging out trying to do squats in the background. I must look terrible.
Me too.
And then they come in with hair and makeup done.
So you go at night. You don't go during the day.
Sometimes I go at like 11:30 in the morning.
That's the senior citizen now. That's when the vans pull up with the senior citizens.
It's me.
Yeah.
The entire church crew.
Yeah.
And then all of the retired NYPD and FDNY.
Yeah, they're all there.
That's all who's there.
That's all there.
If I go at like 7:30 at night to the gym.
That's the Gumata hour.
That's the D-bags.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the D-bags?
They take away the weight rack and they put a hair gel station instead. I've never seen people like this in my life. You want to talk about Staten Island Zoo? It's right there at LA Fitness.
It's nice, bud. It's like a meeting place.
For who? For trash.
No, it's not. Oh, it's better in Brooklyn at the gym. Where'd you go to the gym in Brooklyn?
A couple of different places.
Where?
I had to stop going to them.
Why?
They would just run down. Disgusting.
Where'd you go to Jack LaLanne on 86th Street? Huh? Where'd you go?
No, I went to Planet Fitness on 86th Street.
Yeah.
God awful in there.
No, it's nice. Their advertisers be nice.
Nice. Sports club, New York Sports Club, which was like $75 a week.
Okay.
So the hell with them.
Well, you can afford it. You pull up with a Benz, not me.
It's the cheapest Mercedes you can get.
Yeah, I know. Keep crying. Go to church. Let's go.
And
come on.
What was the other one? Dolphin Fitness on 86th Street, all the way under
that's
the
pretty nice. What's the one by where Caesars Bay is? Isn't there one over there?
That's New York Sports Club.
Oh, okay.
It's ridiculously expensive. Yeah, and they've gotten in trouble there like 10 times for charging the entire, like everybody that goes to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten in trouble like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, really?
For charging everyone double for 1 month.
Really?
Yeah. And somebody notices and then a class action starts.
I did not know that.
It's happened a couple of times.
I did not know that.
But I love your workout routine, Joe.
Well, I got to tell you, it's going to be a great summer. Lots of special things happening with us.
Yeah.
And we'll be running around. Me, you, if you're lucky, if Johnny lets you come and join us.
If I have Johnny's permission, I'm sure I'll come.
Yeah, but it's going to be a great summer. We should get him on the podcast one time and have a battle royal between you two.
Yeah. Maybe we could do that.
That would be awesome.
But then he might take over, and it might be the Brooklyn and Long Island podcast.
No, it will always be Brooklyn's own podcast.
That's right. And 25 episodes in, stronger than ever. I'm intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And I'm Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS FM 101.1. And we'll catch you next time on the Brooklyn's own podcast.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.